Papua New Guinea, facing a general AIDS epidemic, has slowed the virus's spread as education programs and a marked increase in health facilities conducting HIV tests among pregnant women have had an impact. The stepped-up surveillance has allowed for a downward revision in new AIDS cases to around 1% of the population, or about 35,000, with most cases in urban areas of this country, which occupies the eastern half of the Pacific island of New Guinea. In 2009, the AIDS death toll stood at 1,300. A combination of drug and alcohol abuse, as well as multiple sex partners and gender-based violence, has contributed to the disease's spread. UNAIDS, a joint United Nations program on HIV/AIDS, says the evidence points to a levelling off in new cases in Papua New Guinea, marking substantial progress over recent years. But Murray Proctor, HIV/AIDS ambassador from the Australian Agency for International Development, says the challenge for Papua New Guinea is ensuring prevention programs are sustained.
The challenge is still, though, to get the prevention message across to high-risk groups and differently in different places. Papua New Guinea, you have a 1% prevalence and it's mainly heterosexual. In other parts of East Asia, it's injecting drug users and increasingly men who have sex with men.
But concerns remain. Rising numbers of babies are being born HIV positive. Linda John, an AIDS advocate diagnosed with HIV in 2004, says too many pregnant women refuse to take prenatal HIV tests. A woman found to be HIV positive can access antiretroviral medications and prevent mother-to-child transmission.
And mothers go into hairdressers to do HIV tests. Some mothers, you know, refuse to do the test, but it's important to consider the child that is, you know, in the mother's womb, because the child also has that right. Sure. What if the mother is infected, and if she doesn't know about their status, then there's high chances of, you know, transmitting the virus to the child. And that's one of the challenges that we have seen in PNG. After the delivery, mothers are rushing their baby to the clinic for, and then they're diagnosed as HIV positive and it's too late.
But fewer than 3% of HIV-positive pregnant women in Papua New Guinea receive antiretroviral medications. John says more women need to have greater access to legal rights and there to be steps to end domestic violence. Papua New Guinea's churches and faith-based organizations are also involved in HIV/AIDS programs aimed at reducing stigmatization and discrimination. Eddie Kakia, an AIDS counselor at the Anglican Church Division of Education based in the Papua New Guinea capital of Port Moresby, says a challenge is changing male behavior to curb domestic violence and promote safe sex.
We have a one strategic plan which came through of a framework by UNAIDS, with the help of UNAIDS. But as far as I am concerned, the behavior change in men is progressing at a slower rate. And it's a big challenge, not only to the churches, but to other civil societies as well.
Kakia says the churches themselves have succeeded in dealing with stigma and discrimination within their own organizations and have integrated HIV programs that have led to a better understanding of the impact of AIDS on both individuals and communities. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.